CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back. It's YLP on Cliff Central. It's just after 2:30. We just had our cancer awareness show, the very first part of it. And I have Sasha here with me. And we're just gonna discuss Fees Must Fall, the saga. But before we get to that, I want Sasha to tell us a little bit about this YL Pink drive that we have. Tell everyone what we're doing.
Okay, so basically, as we're all aware, October is...
Say hello first,
Sasha. Hi, everyone.
Sasha.
Okay, there we go. Greetings to everybody. Okay, so basically, what the Youth Leadership Platform aims to do for the month of October 2016 and going forward for all Octobers is to raise awareness about breast cancer and cancer in general through donating pink cupcakes to different oncology centers around Johannesburg, and we hope to extend this to different provinces around South Africa as well. We feel that breast cancer awareness and cancer awareness in general is very important, and by simply giving a cancer patient or a cancer survivor or anyone a cupcake representing cancer or breast cancer, we can make a difference. As Chanel once said, you know, we're trying to make a difference one cupcake at a time, and it is achievable through a simple act of kindness such as that. So you can follow the campaign by hashtagging YLPink or searching for the hashtag on various social media platforms, hashtag YLPink. And our social media pages are the Youth Leadership Platform on Facebook and at YLP Cliff Central on Instagram and Twitter.
And if you are an oncology center and you would like to welcome us kindly to come and deliver cupcakes, please also use those contact details and get a hold of us, DM us, and we'll be more than happy to engage with you. So yes, let's get down to the Fees Must Fall campaign. Oh, the polls have spoken, Sasha. The polls have spoken, and 77% of those polls say, I want to go back to school now. And what are the other percentage of the polls saying, Sasha?
Okay, well, 91% of the polls said that staff members are wanting to resume lectures today, and that speaks volumes, if you ask me.
91%.
It speaks volumes, and I think that the general conversation being followed, that majority of students do want to remain normal, in essence, or do want to continue with their studies and are not interested in fighting anymore. It's true, let's be honest. I think academics is being put at the forefront for a lot of students, and they're just being silent on it. It's just a small minority that are.
But there's also this notion that, you know, it wasn't clear, the message wasn't clear, and that's why the polls went that way. What is your comment on that? I mean, you're a student now. You're at UNISA. I know, you study part-time, and maybe it doesn't really, you know, have an effect on you physically, but really?
No, I completely agree with what a lot of people are saying in terms of those who are trying to argue against the poll results. To be honest with you, I think there's nothing to argue. That is the views of the masses. Those are the views, and it's as simple as that. You can't get away from that. At the end of the day, the polls were done properly, and what can you do? I think for a lot of people, it's a case of utter boredom, in all honesty. And I think it's just for some, and please, I'm not saying for all, but for some people, it's a case of being radical in their thinking. And for them, there is no solution but fighting, and fighting with no end. So I think that is the case for a lot of people arguing against the poll results.
Do you know, I know that Jacob Zuma had a meeting today?
Yes, completely, he did. So it was a high-level meeting today that was aimed at discussing the solutions for this academic year, the remainder of it at least. And it included the Higher Education Minister, Bladen Zimande. So that was done, and a lot of people's reactions to that were bad. A lot of people, I saw this one post on Twitter that had a picture of a blank notepad saying what Zuma, President Jacob Zuma, addressed. So, in other words, it implied that he addressed nothing and that there was no real solution to what the meeting was.
Because he said that they put aside like 2.5 billion rand or something to this, and it means, it doesn't really mean anything. It's not giving an end result. Okay, so we have Tamasha in the studio with us, and we're trying to bring two shows together, having Tamasha here. She is a breast cancer survivor or cancer survivor, tell us.
No, my mom passed away of cancer of the brain last year. So I am the daughter of
the
someone
daughter
who passed
of
away with cancer.
Sorry, that was very, very, very wrong. So you're part of the support system.
Yes.
And that must have not been
easy. Yeah.
Easy. What are the types of things that you did to keep yourself sort of strong for your mom?
Ideally, I think it's just staying positive. There was a point where I felt like I was going to break, and it was really difficult to cope because now you're having to do all these other things, you know, like working and, you know, being with your friends or going out with other people and enjoying your time, but you're in a mental state of sort of kind of like depression because you're not really sure how to deal with the consequences of a disease that has taken someone you love away. So a part of me wasn't sure how to feel a lot of the time, but you find it in yourself to, you know, get stronger. And I felt like the thing that worked for me the most was spending time alone.
Wow.
And,
a long time.
Yeah, and then you kind of just like progress positively when you internally tell you that it's all good, you'll be fine, check it out, God's doing his thing.
It's also hard, I think, when there's a lot of people saying, you know, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, and I know it must be, they have no idea how difficult it actually is. So I was saying that we were bringing, you know, these two shows together. Now that you know a little bit more about Tamasha, let's get your views on Fees Must Fall. You're a young woman in South Africa right now. What do you think about what is happening?
I think for now it's one big fat mess.
Oh.
If I'm being really honest, I think spending a lot of money on school is a bit unnecessary. I think there's so many various different ways of compensating financially so that kids kind of like get the best out of their education without having to feel like they're spending too much money. I just don't think they've found the solution to that problem, and they know exactly how to filter the finances or to filter their, you know, systems or programming within the schools to kind of help kids get a bit more leverage, you know, within a schooling environment so that they don't feel like they're not getting enough for all the money that they pay for. I think it's progressive. I think we all need to take our time with it and kind of like come up with solutions as individuals and project that to our government and, you know, find, you know, logical solutions and project that to our government so that it helps us. I don't know if striking is really the thing to do, but I mean, if you're looking for attention, it's one way to do it. I think in 2016, what's the date now? October the 3rd. It might be a good time to switch it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how do you feel though about, so now there was polls and there was no actual striking. There was a poll, and the poll showed that everyone, you know, just wants to go
back to school.
What do you say now to those who are still fighting against this?
I say it's a little awkward because while everybody else is flipping through a book, you're still fighting for something. But I feel like it's okay to believe in the things that you want to believe in and fight for the things that you want to fight for. I don't know what will happen with our schooling and our educational structure and the way that individuals and families have to pay for their kids to get to school or how much is going to be paid. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen, but I think that I think we need a reaction from the people that we're fighting towards. And I think we need a real reaction, a reaction that kind of, you know, helps us understand what we can then do to contribute to our own education without having to feel like we need to fight you in order to help us get there. So I think, I don't know, we just need to keep thinking about it. We need to talk to each other. We need to find better solutions, communicate as often as we can. I don't think being angry is one thing or the best thing to do, but I think just like communicating and, you know, asking people who may not necessarily be in varsity or people who may or may not know more than you, you never know what kind of answers you might get from anyone in the street. Someone might have a really brilliant idea that you couldn't have possibly thought of, but the government needs it. And here you are sitting next to someone who has the answer. So it's nice just to communicate and get to a place where we have some common ground.
I agree. Common ground. All right. Awesome. So we have two other guests in the studio, young students. Yes. Let's start on the side of the table. Yes. Who are you? And tell us what you think about where Fees Must Fall movement is at the moment.
My name is Simon Chisala Piri. I'm a final year student at Wits University, so I study a Bachelor of Science in Psychology and Animal, Plant and Environmental Science. And I'm also a senior intern at the Development and Leadership Unit. So,
we're
all about this leadership struggle. Yes. So basically, what I feel as though where the Fees Must Fall movement is, personally, I think we are not even halfway there with the struggle, because the problem is our ministers, our vice chancellors, and even the president of the country, they're actually not addressing the issue at hand. They just want universities to open and to carry on as if like nothing has been happening these past 2 weeks. I'm sure even you've seen in the media.
Yeah,
you've seen everything, and then all they
it's been happening,
and then all they do is that they just run a poll, and then people say they want to go back to school, and they're like, okay, no, school is opening tomorrow. Like, I feel like,
but the results of the poll do say something.
They do say something. I feel like they say that we all want to go back to school, but I feel like the issue needs to be addressed. I think it's not hard to have a general assembly at the school whereby they will congregate the majority of the Wits student body at large, and our vice chancellor as well as the management team at Wits just address the issue. They should just ask, maybe, okay, can we come back to you in 2 weeks regarding this issue, and for now, can we just carry on with the academic syllabus? Please give us your memorandum, and we'll be communicating with you, and maybe in 2 weeks time we'll hold another general assembly whereby we'll be addressing all your issues at hand that you need to know, because in that way then you'll have reassurance that they are working on the matter, and then the academic timetable can proceed, and then from then on, then after the 2 weeks, if people are not satisfied, then some measures can be taken, but at least that'll ensure that the academic timetable keeps going on.
Yeah, okay. On the other side of the table?
Hey, it's Sipho here. It's good to be back. Sipho Majeri from Wits University. I don't have to introduce myself again, right?
No, it's okay. You don't want to, it's fine.
In terms of Fees Must Fall, I think the movement is still strong, and students are still determined in terms of getting what they need, and what they need is free education. What I think the response we're getting from, you know, the state and the university, it's more like trying to mix, to dissolve oil in water. You have a problem at hand, you have an issue that is very difficult to deal with, that no one knows the answers to, and at the same time you're trying to get away from it by using, I'm going to say silly, but the poll that was pulled on us, it was more of a, hey, we get that you have a problem, but we'll see it when we're done. So I think I think in terms of the movement, students are still focused. Even when I left campus before I got here, you could still feel that feeling that students are still crying.
The energy is still there.
They're still crying the same cry to say, we can't go back, we can't afford to go back to class because we don't have enough to give back to you guys in terms of going back to class.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But what do you say about the actual poll result? It does. What about those people? Is there now going to be a split? Is there a split now between the students of those who just want to go back and agree that they must just brush it off, and those who are still fighting for the movement?
I think in terms of the movement is a voice for many, right? And it stresses an issue that everyone feels like it's a problem for now. The poll, was used to get a feeling of what everyone wants in terms of the academic program moving forward. And what they miss is that everyone who's in the FISMAS4 movement is still a student. At the end of the day, they still want to go back to class.
Yeah, they don't want to fail.
Yeah, and the reason they stood is because they believe that they also deserve to be in class. So if you're going to separate the two, we get a feeling to say, okay, you want to go back to class. These ones are not ready to go back to class. Not because they're not ready in terms of academics, but because their cry was not heard. It's not fair to them as well. But I acknowledge and appreciate the effort that I was put to say, okay, most of the people want to go back to class. At the end of the day, they will come back to class.
Yeah.
But please address the issue at hand, because it doesn't make sense for you to call school to start tomorrow, and then at the same time, you still have people who are not satisfied with the outcome, and you still have the police on the premises, and everyone is just feeling uncomfortable with the whole thing. Yeah.
Tell us about the thoughts on the meeting this morning. the meeting, Jacob Zuma's meeting, and his,
no, because I was reading it, so I'm just like, okay, so I'm seeing here that they had the meeting scheduled to today to try and discuss solutions, right? Affected regarding to the anti-fees protest. I feel like, okay, let me be honest. Let me hope I don't shoot myself in the foot here. I think that fees must fall is not a new topic, right? This topic started last year, October. I feel like the government had a whole year to work on this.
To have a meeting.
Had a whole year to have a meeting, one meeting. And then they set up task teams, and all of these task teams did nothing. Now fees must fall comes back in 2015, and all of a sudden it's like a new phenomenon. It's like a new thing. So that's why I'm just like, they can have all these meetings. They had a whole year to try and revise as to how they can combat this whole fees issue. Because if you look at how the government is spending so much money on unnecessary things, like the funding of parastatals, which have been asked to be privatized all this time.
But Jacob says that he took out 2.5 billion, guys. He says he took out 2.5 billion to fix this.
Okay, but 2.5 billion will not solve the issue. I feel like...
Yes, it will. No. Give that to me, boo. I know exactly what to do with it.
I'm just saying.
I think the money was given, but it was not in...
distributed. Well,
and accordingly enough to cover the problem. I think what we need to get at the end of the day is to understand that as much as we're calling for free education for all, we're not saying those who can afford can benefit from this whole thing. This call is to support those who cannot afford. I'm talking about your poor at class as categorized, and I'm talking about your middle class, right? Those who still have the money to go to school, but it's not enough to take them throughout the academic program. So the money that was given, we appreciate the response to the call. But what we're saying to the government as well is to say, you've had 20 years to better things up, right? And within the 20 years, we expected you to grow and to learn, especially from the international countries, to say, there's a way that we can pull our education system, and there are things that we can put into play so that we ensure that the future generation benefits from the education system, and not because they can afford, but because they have the potential and they have the talent to get education. So don't commodify education and expect the poor to afford, and expect them with the 1,500 that the mother is getting every month to come back and pay 100K that I'm paying at vets. So I'm saying it's not enough in terms of covering the problem, but we appreciate that there's something, but we need more. And as students, we've seen that our country can actually do it. That's why we're standing.
We're not settling for anything.
No.
Okay, what happens now? What do you think happens now?
What I think will happen now is that... I don't want to lie, the situation is still quite volatile. I think the universities countrywide should still expect shutdowns and protests. And because now they're beefing up security on campus, I think it'll actually be much worse, whereby maybe you could be even seeing more violent protests because students are for this cause. So I think we should be expecting shutdown after shutdown of universities, regardless of the poll.
Guys, do you agree?
No. I beg to differ. You
know? Wow.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Here we go.
Hi, Sai. I differ. You know what? If we don't get an answer, and sitting here, we're not saying shutdowns are necessary or shutdowns should happen, students should fight back or anything.
Mm.
But what I think we need to voice, especially on this platform as young people, is to say we appreciate the effort that is taken. And as students, we also need to calm down. I think we're also acting out of frustration.
Yeah.
And yeah. So we need to calm down. Think about the things we say. Think about the things that we need from the whole movement to sit down and discuss.
Internally
to say, why fees must form must happen? What is fees? Because I think most of the people who voted in the poll, they voted so not because they understand the motion at hand, but they voted because they just want to continue with their lives because they don't understand why fees must form must happen. So I'm thinking it is important for students to calm down, think about the whole movement, and to express all the points that need to be expressed on the platform. Yeah.
Okay, wow. Thank you. So we have two quick guests that quickly popped into the studio to just give their quick opinions on the fees must fall. Let's quickly start this side. Just say your name, you know, what you study, where you're studying, what your opinion is on fees must fall, and what do you think is going to happen now after the poll.
Okay. My name is Bonga Nazo, and I'm from Wits. I'm studying medicine at Wits. I'm for fees must fall. First of all, I think the way the poll was conducted was like inaccurate.
Yeah.
Because if in the media they said that it 77% of the students who voted wanted schools to open.
Mm.
But the actual truth is that not everyone in the student body voted. In fact, that 77% in proportion to the whole population of the university only represents 42% of the students.
Wow.
So there's this so-called silent majority that's happening at Wits, which is not actually an indication of where the movement is or where students are at right now. Because I come from campus right now, and I know for a fact that Wits is being shut down. By the time I was on campus, East Campus was already shut down.
Oh, wow.
And they were moving towards West Campus.
Okay, so what do you...
So the poll, in fact, I think the poll is illegitimate. It's just political easy pickings from the university.
So what do you think is going to happen now? What's your thoughts? Is everything just going to be shut down? Is there going to be more protests?
Well, I think the student movement has made itself very clear in terms of the demands it's bringing forward towards the university. And the university hasn't responded appropriately to what was being said. So until there's an appropriate response from the management of the school, the protest is going to continue. This is what's been happening on the ground.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's it. Quickly, your name quickly, and what do you think is going to happen now after the poll?
My name is Sandile Nyembe. And I'm also a student from Wits University. I think a way forward, what's going to happen now is that, of course, the hashtag running on Twitter now is they will never surrender. So I feel like if the authorities or the executives at Wits University thought that the poll will calm us down, it will actually turn us more up because, as Bonga says, it's not a true reflection of everybody's feelings or thoughts around this. I feel like there is need for a discussion on solutions to come about now in terms of we've got these young people who have this future ahead of them who want to have a debtless future at that. So we need solutions around that because even having a no zero increment on our fees is still 450,000 rands worth of debt after when you finish your degree.
Yeah.
So we need to answer those questions. And
wow. Guys, as you can hear, Fees Must Fall is for real. It's not going anywhere. I know Adrian said at the beginning of the show that we're going to close off this topic, but I think let's keep it very much wide open. Give us your comments on our social media pages and contact us if you have anything to say, if you want to be on the show and you want to talk Fees Must Fall, let us know. Thank you also to our cancer guests. We really appreciate you coming all the way here and for making a difference and doing such amazing things in the world.
Thank you for having me.
Cool. Guys, next week, 2 o'clock now. Remember, 2, not 2:30. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah,
thanks.
We'll be here. CliffCentral.com.